to shout.
You know, it always starts out with the best of intention. We're all friends here, exploring every dimension. A few brave souls speak without apprehension. I'm talking about race. Have I got your attention? But the words black and white fall on everyone's ear. The meaning of the words aren't so perfectly clear. What's that you say? Should I now be offended? You're taking it wrong, man. That's not what I intended. So if my point of view seems to be prominent, the next thing I know I'm being called dominant. The culture I have celebrated all of my life is being disgraced, and it cuts me, cuts like a knife. And then what's all this I hear about reparation? How did cash get into our conversation? And I'm being called the head of the plantation? It blows me away, yo. There's so much frustration.
We'll talk it all out. Go within and without. We know what it's all about. My friends, we don't have to shout.
Discussion is more than I initially thought. You see, I don't really buy the so-called melting pot. We're nowhere near the harmony I sought. I'm overwrought. It seems like such a long shot. 'Cause now that I'm out, I feel worse than before. It was never my intent to get caught up in this war. This is so contrary to what I fight for. I gotta get away. I can't do it anymore. But I offer an apology for things that I said that actually contributed to racism spread. I hope to move on without us holding a grudge. You know I don't see myself playing anybody's judge. How this grew into a war, I'm sure I don't understand. This isn't anything close to being what I had planned. It doesn't matter to me if you are white or you're black. All I really want to say to you is I got your back.
We'll talk it all out. Go with it. We know what it's all about. My friends, we don't have to shout.
So whether we're talking about me or about you, I ask that you remember that I have a race too. And talking about our races, it isn't taboo. We're the human race too. And man, I love you.